Uh-oh. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Uh-oh. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Wow, dude. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Godfathers of Podcasting, and we are live on Tuesday, April 5th at 8:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on godfathersofpodcasting.com. And in case y'all didn't know, we've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. And as always, archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider, including Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, and so many more. You can even listen to us on your favorite smart speaker, Alexa, Google, or whatever bootleg artificial intelligence you picked up at Pacific Mall. Video archives are exclusively available on our website, godfathersofpodcasting.com. When you're on our site, check out the shop, buy some merch, hoodies, tees, tanks, hats, stickers, whatever you want. We got it. We can even use the new customize option, and you can go onto our shop and create something totally unique with one of our designs. If you come up with something really cool, we'll feature it in the store. We'll give you a discount on your brand new unique creation. You can interact with us right now. Send us a text or message us on WhatsApp. The number's on the screen. It's 437-375-2000. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Donnie DeSilva, and the reference may be a week old, but fuck it. I want to introduce the Will Smith and Chris Rock to my Jada Pinkett. Give it up to Notorious T.I.D., Chris Tidwell, and your bro, Danny O.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, for a week old story, that was a fresh little spin on it.
See,
I like that track.
We were playing that, and I'm watching the backstage, and I'm seeing Dan backstage while we're playing that, and he is,
oh, yeah.
He's rocking to that song.
Well, that's one of my favorite Bruno Mars songs, easy. But damn, yeah, like I said, a fresh spin on it. I mean, it's funny that we're calling it an old story. It was a week ago by today's standards and the
it's
way
ancient
that we
history.
All, yeah, the way that we all reach out every day, literally through social media and otherwise, it's an old story. Mm-hmm. But man, people are still talking about it. And it's a shame we didn't get to chat last week on the show because, yeah, I definitely had some things to say about it, but what up, Tid? How you doing, bro?
I feel like in that scenario though, I would have been the Chris Rock in this motherfucker, because like I'm the one that got my tooth slapped out of my face.
Yeah, well,
I guess
you know,
we should address the the gappy elephant in the room.
You crossed me one crazy. Too many times, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm
Yeah, fill us in.
What Tid went and lost a tooth, folks. That's what he's talking about.
It's crazy. So pardon me tonight if my
not watching.
Pardon me if my F's and other enunciations of certain words tonight do not
has it been giving you a lisp?
I don't know if it's so much a lisp. It's just like this exuding air flow out this, hole in my grill right now. For those of you who are not watching, let me explain.
Well, first give the people a smile, man. They gotta see what you're talking about.
There it is. Come on, Tid, show it off.
That's as much as you get. Yeah, see, look.
There it is. There it is, folks.
It's pretty much it. So for those of you that do not know, I and aren't watching this, I lost one of my teeth earlier this week. While biting, are you ready for this? Biting into a piece of jerky. Now, for those of you that don't know, I had a tooth there that was already dead, so to speak. Not even so to speak. It was dead. It had absorption, and they'd done a root canal and cleaned it all out. And this was quite a few years ago. And then just the other night, I bit into a piece of jerky, and it went snappity, snap, snap. And nothing I could do about it that night. So the next morning I woke up, I waited for the dentist to open. I made an appointment with said dentist. Mm-hmm. The dentist said, let's see what time we can get you in. And the dentist said, I can get you in at, go ahead, Dan, take a guess. What time did the dentist make the appointment for TID?
Oh, go ahead. I don't know. You whites right away.
Mm-hmm. No. That is an incorrect answer.
Can I tell him?
The correct answer, my friend, okay, is the most obvious answer for this situation. Mm-hmm. They said, we can get you in at 2:30.
So you're physically there, though? Or are you calling
Dan, on the phone? Dan, you're missing the punchline.
2:30?
Tooth-hurdy.
Tooth hurdy. They gave you 2:30.
Not even me trying to make a stupid joke.
You had
that
to
is
laugh.
Exactly what happened. I was like, I can respect awesome. That, Doc. Yeah, I can respect that. That
is a dental appointment right there in the making. Yeah,
Tid getting pranked by the dentist is amazing.
Great. So it's I go there. In there. They said, well, okay, let's see. We can't do nothing until we get this tooth that's all loosened up out of there and see what's up. So they just kind of Doc grabs it. He goes, you want me to try? And I was like, I guess. And he's like, tell me if this hurts. And he starts. And I was like, yep. And he was already out with it. And I was like, yo, that is not cool, bro. That is not cool at all. We might have to have words in a second here.
Because dentists know, like, man, you're going to be there crying and stuff. If he tells you, if he gives you a 3 countdown, he just has to yank it. Get it
you
over.
Know what I'm saying? Well, it wasn't even the option of like, should I like put some freezing on this shit or something?
Nah.
He's like, no, this guy looks like he can take it.
Yeah, Tid's, exactly.
Tid's looking at the dentist like.
I'm like, hug me. You know what I'm saying?
Someone hold my hand.
Right? So I don't. So he does the thing, pulls it out, says, okay, so we got to take the root out because it's all still up in there. So you're going to have to see an oral surgeon. You have a couple of choices of what you can do. One of which is like an implant that takes over a month because you, in the meantime, we give you this thing called a flapper, which is like one of those plastic hockey tooth gimmicks.
Right.
So which I was supposed to get earlier today when this happened. And in doing so, they called me later and said, yeah, that will not be ready until Friday. Because I was like, Doc, we got to get, like, I can't go a day without something up in there. Like, you can put a gummy bear, like, I don't care. Like, put something up in my grill like this, right? But unfortunately, it didn't happen. So I apologize ahead of time for, not only this look, but the speaking today, if it comes out a little bit Elmer Fuddy.
You couldn't run a chiclet, just cut it up proper and just
that's what I said.
Jam it in there?
I would have eaten it.
Damn. It's crazy to see you toothless and it wasn't a bar fight. It wasn't a match. Ain't nobody knocked you out. Will Smith wasn't around you at no point.
Right.
No, it was beef an expensive jerky. Ass piece of fucking beef jerky. Wow. That's what it was. An expensive ass piece of beef.
You weren't yelling at anybody to keep your wife's name out their mouth.
None of that. Like, nah. You're American. Are you not going to sue the beef jerky company?
No, it's a Canadian joint.
It's mostly Canadian now anyway.
You know what I'm saying? And it was at this food and wine festival thing where we like polished off like buck a shuck oysters where we went through like at least 50 of these motherfuckers.
Wow.
So whatever. They
you
got a
prime in it.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so guys,
bro.
I wanted to Tid and I and well Dan was busy today, but Tid and I were talking about trying something new in the opening segment of the program. And instead of just talking about random stuff that's going on, we figured, why don't we provide a sort of highlight and low light for each one of us, and we can chat about that. And I thought, you know, what are we going to call this? And Tid, of course, always comes up with the branding ideas, and he's like, hits and shits. So hits and shits. Tid, I'm sure that being in the dentist chair yesterday is your big shit of the week, but do you have another one?
I mean, if we were going to talk hits and shits, I would say the shits for me was the fact that over the last 2 weeks, there have been no UFC fights.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It feels so weird because they've gone to this weekly thing.
It is unreal, but they are coming back strong, so that could be a future hit, apparently. But yeah, that is a big shits for me for the past couple of weeks because my bank book does not like it as well, because you make some fun little bets during fight time. So it's good times. But however, hits, yeah, my friends, hits. We're kicking it old school. I went back and I decided, you know what? We're going to do a rewatch. And it's not a rewatch that hasn't been done before. Lots of people have done it. People have done shows about it, specifically as they watch it. But it is that good of a show that I felt that we should go back and watch it again. And that show is Sopranos. And we started a rewatch on it. And, you know, listen, I did not realize how corny this thing was when it started out.
Sopranos?
When you think about, like 1999. All right, for example, Tony Soprano's house. Right? Tony Soprano's house is this gaudy thing. And in the bedroom, he's got like this Roman pedestal at the foot of the bed, right? And on this thing is like a 14-inch box TV. And you're telling me this guy was the head of the mob? With this thing up in the first thing that they steal in this thing is, like, we heisted a truck full of these brand new things called DVD players. these things, like, they were massive. So it was just like, amazing. And this was 1999.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So good. That was my hits and that was my shits.
You want to know something funny? I've never watched The Sopranos.
I've never seen it either, bro.
You should do yourself a favor.
Glad I'm not alone. Yeah, that's a series.
I thought I was the last person on Earth that hadn't seen
it. I'm usually late, bro. I only went through The Wire like 2 years ago.
It's been more than that. It's been more than that now. Since
I watched The Wire?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember you going on about it. It's been more than that.
Well, I still was
2 years ago is when COVID started, bro.
Yeah, good point. Damn.
Those didn't exist.
Yeah.
Those times didn't exist. It's gone.
You know what? It's not my hit of the week.
I was still late to the dance, though.
It's not my hit of the week, but since you mentioned rewatching old favorites, I dove into a cult classic favorite of my bro Danny O and myself. Over the last couple of days, I've been rewatching Flight of the Conchords.
Oh yeah.
And it's still one of the funny, like, you talk about how The Sopranos doesn't necessarily hold up well over the passage of time. Mm-hmm. Conchords is still timeless, boy. That show is still fucking great. Mm-hmm. It is still two struggling artists that are funny as shit living in New York City, and that show is unbelievable. And I always think it's funny that they were literally the hottest thing in comedy for two straight years. Mm-hmm. And then was it Showtime that had the show? Didn't come correct with a proper contract for season three. And they just said, see you later. All right,
we'll take all show elsewhere.
No, not even. They just left.
Yeah, I feel you.
They just left. And Showtime, well, you can't do your show elsewhere. We own your rights. We'll just not do it.
Right. Right. They might come back one of these days, man, because their brand of comedy was very unique and specific to them. The New Zealand accents alone, the hilarious songs, their manager Murray, and there's ridiculous meetings Reece where Darby, they had to take attendance. So much. The one fan that even they didn't want. Everything Kristen about that.
Shaw. What are they doing? What are they doing now?
Well, actually, both of them.
Lots of shit, actually.
Both of them have won a shit ton of Grammys for writing and producing music for movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, right. they both did. They both won a bunch of awards for their work on the two Muppet movies. Mm-hmm. Jemaine Clement has been doing a lot of acting. Brett has been doing more of the producing and songwriting and all that. But yeah, they're both making big bank compared to when they were
Jermaine was that big ass crab in Moana. And I know having seen that movie a dozen times with Melina, like, because it's easily distinguishable. As soon as I hear dude singing, I'm like, that's Flight of the Conchords.
That's a cartoon, bro.
Sure is.
Those cartoons pay big bucks.
He wasn't.
The Rock was in it too, bro.
He wasn't in it. No, their voices were, bro.
Yes, I know. Damn.
Yeah, but they pay some big cheddar. Oh, huge. Voices.
And you don't have to wear pants.
Nope.
Yeah. That's the tooth, Tid.
So my legit hit of the week is I was looking forward to this new show for the last 3, 4, 5 months. It finally debuted last Wednesday on Disney Plus. I wasn't entirely sure if I was going to love it because the trailers were very sort of nondescript, but I love it. The new Disney Plus Marvel TV show Moon Knight is fucking hype. Marvel does it again. And like the concept of Moon Knight, like I loved Moon Knight, the comic when I was a kid. And there's one comic book that I had of Moon Knight that I reread like 50 times when I was 12 years old. And there was this great line. Your brother, Dan, would know this 100%. You know, your brother, Brian, the comic head, he would know this for sure. But there's this great line where someone in the comic book, like a passerby on the street, makes fun of Moon Knight and goes, "You kind of look like Batman, just dressed in white." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "That guy wears black so he can hide in the shadows. I wear white because I want them to see me coming." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh, this guy's a badass motherfucker." Mm. But the show is so cool. It deals with somebody who has multiple personality disorder.
Oh, wow.
And so like it's kind of a weird place to be in. And you think about, remember the movie that you and I both love, Split, right? Mm-hmm. Similar in concept, except one of the personalities just happens to be a superhero.
Right, right, right.
So it's really...
That's cool. I didn't even know the Moon Knight character.
Yeah, dude, you got to check it out. You're gonna dig it. I feel like
Donnie might be a bit of a Marvel cuck, though.
Fully.
Take you know what I mean? Marvel is Jada and he's Will in this situation.
But the truth of the matter is, they have figured it out. They know what they're doing. They don't
figure you out.
I watched the new vampire movie that just came out, Morbius, which is not released by Marvel.
The Jared Leto thing?
Jared Leto, which is not released by Marvel. It's released by Sony Studios. And when the way that Sony released it and the way they built all their trailers, they wanted it to look like a Marvel movie. They had all kinds of crossovers with the MCU, but they couldn't go all out with those crossovers like they did in the commercials. Because what I'm hearing is Marvel Studios looked at the Morbius film and said, "You're not linking us to this piece of shit."
Really? Is it a piece of shit?
It's a 6 out of 10, but the gaps in it are because they were trying to link it to the MCU and their links didn't make any fucking sense.
Really?
The story itself. Venom is dog shit too. Venom's a 0 out of 10.
How are they still able to take, he's a Marvel character? It?
What's that, Dan?
I was saying he's a Marvel character, right?
Yeah, but there's
because
there's all that weirdo stuff with Marvel and Sony where Sony owns rights. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
There's all that weirdo shit that's still
going on. When Marvel's got their foot on the pedal and driving the thing, let them do their thing, bro.
Just like, let them be in charge.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, they figured out the formula. Anyway, my shit for the week is March Madness is over. It ended last night. And I'm
did it
sad.
End as you expected?
No, not at all. But
how much did you lose?
I mean, I put down a 50 on my bracket and I didn't win. So 50, but that's no big deal. I never win. But the big thing to me is you guys know, I love college basketball and I love March Madness. I said it on this show a few weeks ago. It's my favorite time of year as a sports fan. This might've been the most intriguing, most dramatic March Madness tournament of all time.
Really,
of all time. And if nothing else, two specific storylines. One, the lowest seed ever making it to the final eight teams, the Elite Eight, as they call them, number 15, St. Peter's. These guys came out of nowhere and went all the way to the Elite. Never happened before. right? And they just, everybody would fuck off, Ted. Everybody was behind these guys. And then last night in the national championship game between Kansas and North Carolina, North Carolina was up 16 points at half. And Kansas comes back to win the game, the biggest comeback in the history of the NCAA final.
Wow.
The biggest comeback in the history of the tournament. This tournament's been around forever.
They're seated underneath Carolina?
What's that?
They're seated underneath Carolina?
No, Kansas was number one.
Oh, they were.
Carolina was an eight.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, but they didn't play like an eight all tournament long. Like, they were really good. And, you know, they had former Raptor as their head coach, Hubert Davis, you know, just went in there and did his thing.
What did they play like if they didn't play like an eight?
They played like a one, Tid.
Huh, really? So who won again?
Baltimore.
Okay. Well, good for the Ravens.
Tid's condescending dickishness when he doesn't care about a topic is so transparent.
He's toothless. Ooh, with it.
Yeah, it's like tooth or dare.
There's just there's gaps in his discussion, you know?
and face.
Yeah. And
who Dan, what's your hit and your shit?
Gave you the one tooth punch there. Yeah. Well, you do.
Put your hand on the Bible, Dan. You swear to speak the tooth.
I swear. Only the tooth, bro.
And nothing but the tooth.
Nothing but the tooth, homie.
Oh my God!
You can't handle the tooth.
Apparently,
we're gonna have tooth puns all night.
All night.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, you guys were talking about rewatching, so I guess that sort of brings to mind something that we would have been talking about ad nauseum had this been our old podcast. And I haven't watched a ton of wrestling in the past several years, but of course, this past weekend was the biggest weekend in wrestling because of WrestleMania. And so I did my best to check into some of the matches. And it's interesting watching as a longtime wrestling fan who hasn't kept up on the product to see that there was a match where Seth Rollins was expecting a mystery opponent.
Right.
And the mystery opponent ended up being Cody Rhodes, who I thought was in AEW, but has since left. And now he's the American Nightmare, which is a cool kind of homage to his dad, the American Dream. And I thought, I haven't been watching, so I can't tell if this is a lukewarm response, were people expecting someone else or what. But I do know that it was my favorite match of the two-day event that I happened to see. So I'm putting that in the hit column because it's cool to see him back. Cool to see an homage to someone I grew up watching in Dusty Rhodes. And plus, incredible match in my opinion. Now,
the audio on TV, I can tell you this, the audio on TV wasn't great.
Yeah,
they had the crowd kind of turned down on the mix. I have some friends that were there live and they said it was insane.
Nice.
The volume
was
insane.
Yeah, I think he deserved it, especially after the match.
What's your shit this week?
Well, I want to add to the hit that baseball season starts.
Oh,
and the Blue Jays are looking good, so y'all know already that I'm excited about that. Interesting remix.
They are looking good, actually.
Who are you, Rihanna? You can't take two hits.
Oh my God. It's only two hits. What do you mean?
You're such a dick. Don't make jokes like that.
The shits, though, will make you guys really happy because you guys made predictions on this very podcast many weeks ago, and I don't know exactly who won. Yeah, Tid knows. He won, apparently, a prediction that I would get COVID somewhere after March break.
I called that shit a month ago.
No, you said it was coming way quicker. I remember you called it for a week or two later. Yep.
All
but Tid was like, I think it's going to happen after March break. And this past week, I've been...
Welcome to the least exclusive club ever,
in
Dan.
The world. And you know
what? Finally got
You know
COVID.
What, though? In typical Danny-O style, he's like the last to fucking get on board.
Late to the dance. I'm
like, I'm not getting a vaccine. Fuck that. Oh, I'm not getting COVID. Fuck that.
Look, it's all in keeping, now, though. Brother. It's a pattern. I was the last to get a beeper in high school. I was the last to get a cell phone. This is legit. So I'm not
watching The Sopranos.
There you go. I'm on amazing. Brand with it.
He's last on everything.
That's how it is.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Wait, hold on. Are you feeling better?
I am feeling better, thank you.
Good. Oh, who
you
cares?
Know, not 100, but I'm good. Getting better. And you know, it's I have to say, not that we really have a ton of time for this, but
no, we don't.
God willing, what it is now is not what it was 2 years ago, because the way things are happening, it appears as if everybody's going to get this at some point, and you're going to cough and blow your nose for a while, and hopefully that's it. That's been my experience, and so it feels like it's been a 2 year worry for that.
Well, because you're vaccinated.
That's what I'm hoping the case. And yeah, it hasn't been as a big a deal as I thought it might be. Although I miss baby girl and can't wait to see her.
There you go.
Coronavirus! Yeah. Coronavirus!
Okay, guys, it's time right now, and I'm very excited for this.
It's time!
Go ahead, Dan. Do your best Bruce Buffer.
No, I can't, man. I'm going to cough if I do.
But that'll real be entertaining talk. Too. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the big hello. And this week's guest is based out of Toronto, but originally hails from a very, very small town in Nova Scotia. I first learned about them last December when she was on stage at the Alma Combo. And as I've stated before on this program, I went to that event with the sole intention of seeing our friend Biff Naked do her thing on stage. But I was blown away by the headliner that night, Sky Wallace. And as I was mesmerized by this frenetic keyboard player who had such a fun and hyper stage presence that she makes Tony Banks of Genesis look like a statue, I was just sitting there going, who the hell is this person? I had the opportunity to see them again this past week at the legendary Horseshoe in Toronto, and it was without a doubt the best live show I've seen in many, many years. We've all heard musicians say that the stage is their happy place, but for this individual, the stage really seems to be nirvana, like a perfect utopia. They literally don't seem to stop smiling through their entire set, and that smile, Danny-O, is more infectious than the sixth wave. In addition to their work with Sky Wallace, you can also find this week's guest front and center with another band, Altered by Mom, who did something really incredible in 2020, writing and releasing one original song every single week of the year. Even the Beatles were like, okay, slow down. Nobody's holding a gun to your head. Well, shut up, Paul and Ringo, because Altered by Mom knew exactly what they were doing. That 52 weeks of new songs saw many of those tracks land on CBC Smash Series, Kim's Convenience, and landed our guest an endorsement deal with Yahoo Music Canada. Cuckoo, ka-choo, mother lovers. And as if that didn't already merit an appearance on this program, she's also an accomplished voice actor, the current voice of PayPal. Their voice has also been heard in commercials for Bud Light, Twizzlers, Lara Bar, and so many more. She's also got a background in radio, having spent time on air at Shum 97.7 in Montreal, Rock 105 Halifax, Indie 88, Sirius XM, and so many more. Even used to host a podcast, which was probably much, much better than this one. She's got tons of shows coming up this month and throughout the entire summer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're missing live shows, got your remedy. Devour all her music. Listen insatiably. A legit rock star going international like Amnesty. See her smashing keys. It's musical rhapsody. Got the moves like Jagger. Makes Mick look sedentary. Her song Body Feels Weird is like paid therapy. Well, to me. I know this rap sucks and I've lost the melody, but give it up to supremely talented Gina Kennedy.
Wow. That was incredible.
I apologize for my stumbles. Not nearly enough caffeine tonight. How you doing, amazing. Gina?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I am so stoked to be here.
We are so happy to have you here. Believe me.
Thank you.
It has been a real pleasure discovering you over the last few months. Obviously, first as a part of the Sky Wallace band, going down and seeing you at the Alma Combo, and then seeing you last week at the Horseshoe. Both times I took in the shows with my cousin Umberto, and he was like, holy fuck, so polished, so tight. Their sound is unbelievable. They didn't have one song that was filler. The entire set from start to finish, just great. And I 100% agree. And the first time I saw you guys at the Alma Combo, I mentioned in my lead up,
And then again, the same thing this past week. I mean, the whole band is incredible, but you draw so much attention. Like, guys, I know you haven't seen her live yet, but it's just like this, it's like this nonstop energy, you know, and sometimes she'll pick up the tambourine and mash on that and sometimes do something else. And it's like, yo, I'm tired watching you.
Mm-hmm. It's purely selfish. I just want everybody to look at me.
Yeah. Like if I was the lead singer, I'd be like, yo, chill a little.
I actually wanted to ask that. Have you ever had an issue with the lead singer you're playing keys for? Go, yo, can you calm the fuck down?
No, you know, it's funny because I have actually also asked this, being like, always tell me if I'm too much, because I know it's a whole thing, but especially with the Skywalls band, we're all just like a big family and everyone's kind of doing that thing on stage. You know, it's if it was just me alone, I think that would be very awkward for everyone involved. But because we're all just kind of feeding off the energy and like the crowd is as well, I think that it's kind of a welcome invitation for everybody to have a good time.
what do you attribute that to? Because I love the stage as well. It's my favorite thing to do. And I love being energetic and sharing that energy with the audience. And I think, I don't know about you, but as a big music fan as well, often a show can make or break an opinion I have of an artist. So even if I'm really digging the record, if the stage show is lackluster, it just brings down my overall feelings for them. So what do you attribute the high energy that you bring to the stage? Because in my opinion, that is the top of what makes a performer a performer.
Oh, thank you so much.
That energy, for sure.
Yeah, totally. Especially coming from another artist. So thank you.
Where does it come from for you?
I think it comes from just a place of comfort. I would say that, I mean, I definitely am energetic on the stage most of the time, like regardless of what project I'm in. I mean, as long as it's appropriate, you know, if it's a very, like, I've played with a couple pals who have had, like, you know, there's more somber music and stuff, and you know, I'll obviously rise to that occasion and not try to like take the spotlight, and I understand that, you know, I'm not the lead singer, so it's like, you know, you need to chill a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I think honestly it just comes from, like you said, it is my favorite place to be. And I also find that when you're having a good time on stage, it in a way gives the audience permission for them to have a good time. And I find that it is really infectious. Like people, especially in the front areas, like if I go up to them in the tambourine and I'm like yelling like, yeah, let's do this, like everybody gets up and starts dancing, you know?
For sure.
So that's kind of, it's part that I'm having a good time, but it's also part of like my invitation to you to like, this is a safe space. You can dance, you can have a good time. We're right there with you.
Right.
Are you that high energy all the time, like off stage, or does Gina come way down when she's chilling?
Totally. I mean, I think there's all kinds of Ginas. I'm a Gemini, so there's many sides.
Nice.
I mean, definitely am the most amped when I'm doing music and I'm on stage, and like again, that's just like the best place to be ever, in my opinion. But like, I'm not a morning person. Like before I have my cup of coffee, my partner's like, I'll just say like five words and then. I think there's a happy medium.
Like I've had it happen where people, you know, not at your show that I was at last week, but another event that I was at recently, there was somebody who recognized me from the podcast and said, oh, I know you from the Godfather's. And I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? Oh, you seem very like chill. Are you okay? And I'm like, what do you want me to do right now? You want me to perform for you? Like, what do you want?
But that's like, all they know of you, right?
You want me to get Dan and Tit on the phone so I can like, you know, like hype it up for you? Like I'm just chilling. You know?
No, he's a dick in real life. That's what he's figured out.
Well, I'm an asshole. There is that.
Oh, you got recognized. That's cool.
It was one person. It was seriously one person. And it was his cousin after he came back from the bathroom.
That's right. It doesn't happen often. So I take what I can get. Not like Danny-O.
Gina, I got a question for you, because playing keyboards, especially doing rock in keyboards, it's not like most bands out there don't have a keyboard section. Right. You add in a horn section, all of a sudden you're a ska band. But like to be able to like find the personality to be out there in the forefront, was there other keyboardists in rock that you look up to, like to do this, or did you get your influence from other musicians outside of it? Because everybody has their heroes of rock, right?
Oh,
who was yours going into this?
I think it's less about the instrument for me and more about just a person who has that presence on stage. Like I'm a huge fan of Alison Mosshart, who is lead of the Kills. You know, I've seen her a couple of times on stage, and she's just like, she just exudes cool. Like, she's just such a cool person. And also, like, when I was coming up, you know, there wasn't a ton of female fronted or even fully female bands. So literally any woman that was doing it, you know, like your Alanis Morissettes, your Courtney Loves, like all of those, they were very much people that kind of caught my eye. And I was just like, oh, there's someone I recognize in myself. That's what I want to do. And that's who I want to be. You know, like even like artists like Anne Murray, like she grew up down the road from me, you know, it's she was amazing. Right. And like such a rock star in her own time. And
my mom would be so hyped to hear that.
I know, right? I got to rep my East Coasters.
Nice.
But, I love that.
Yeah. So it's more of that, you know, giving me the confidence to rip it up on any stage on any instrument, because I do play different instruments depending on which band I'm in. So
I was gonna say, you play pretty much everything, don't
and
you?
How many bands are you in?
Yeah, it's a few. I've had to pare it down a little bit, but right now it's Alter by Mom and Sky pretty exclusively, but I am kind of a hired guy as well, so I'm playing a show this weekend with another artist who's coming to town, and yeah.
That's much. Really cool.
Thanks.
So help me understand, because we did have a brief conversation about this yesterday, and I got an idea of your unbelievable musical talent. And I talked to Sky a little bit about it. What do you play? Are you one of these people I hate that just picks up any instrument and goes, oh, I got it. And like, you just figured out in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Oh, I don't know. Hate you.
I
wanted to like you, Gina. Now I hate you.
I know. I'm so hard to like. I'm a Maritimer, so it's not do you play an instrument, it's what do you play. Mm-hmm. Growing up, it's just like part of the fabric of like who you are when you're coming up in the world. And, you know, so I started on keys, and then, you know, I rebelled and wanted to play guitar when I was 13 or 14. So I taught myself guitar, and then like I was in music school. So like I went to university for music. And so I then learned a couple other instruments, and then I kind of like was like, oh, maybe I like the bass now. And so I started playing bass a while. So those are like guitar, bass, and keys are kind of like my main instruments. Yeah, I don't know.
I would like to mention.
Can you play
that...
the keytar or the harpsichord?
Yeah, totally. I could definitely play the keytar. We had one for a while.
Oh, the didgeridoo. Yeah. The fucking didgeridoo.
The
have you played
breathing?
The didgeridoo?
I have. I'm not very good at
the
it.
The recording.
I got a ukulele. Listen,
I played a badass tuba in grade 5.
Yeah!
Don't even touch me.
Amazing.
I would like to mention that in spite of our joint Gemini-ness, I kind of hate you too. Because how do you self-teach? I took guitar lessons as a 10-year-old, and I spent about a half an hour just trying to move my fingers to the right place.
But your hands are smaller than Donald Trump.
It's true. But I had a small guitar.
Hands of a titmouse.
That's the tooth kid.
No, I guess the whole thing.
Oh, no.
I guess my question is how? Like, seriously, because as me, we all come from different. Those who are musically inclined are inclined in different ways, right? Like, I can scratch the hell out of some denim jeans and make it sound like turntables, you know? Or I can smack my desk and make a pretty dope beat. Yeah. But an actual drum set, or I know what I want to hear. So how did you become, because you know what I'm talking about, right? Those musical people who know what they want to hear. They understand it, but can't do it. So what is it, this innate ability that you have? How did you find yourself just knowing, not just where the fingers go, but of course you got to feel the music and understand how to make the instrument do what you want. What is that? I don't understand. Teach me.
I will give it to you.
Please. Oh, please do.
I mean, so my mother loves to claim that she saw me teaching myself how to play piano when I was like one or two,
wow.
Which like this probably wasn't that young, but you know, it's a nice story.
Yeah.
So my brother, I have an older brother, so he was playing piano. So I wanted to play piano. So like could teach myself. And I think it's just, I mean, I grew up in a super small rural town. So literally my musical journey blossomed out of boredom. Like I think that I needed something to entertain myself. And, you know, especially with guitar, like when I was 13 and stuff, like I was an angsty teenager who wanted to play Avril Lavigne songs. So I picked up the guitar and I taught myself how to sing those lyrics and things. Right. And then, you know, you start writing your own music and things like that. And I remember the first time I wrote a song, I wrote it on piano. And my brother, or no, actually, even before that, I would take the jingles I would hear on TV and I would play them. I would find them and play them on my piano. And I was like, oh, that's fun. Like, I could play these fun little things that people recognize, you know? So then I go to a place and I play the Tim Hortons jingle and people in the, like, whatever it was, be like, that's fun.
So would you know the notes, though? Like, could you be able to say, I'm playing such and such key, A flat, whatever, you know, just off of hearing?
I mean, I could find which notes sounded the same.
Same. That's what I understand. Yeah. But as soon as you go, what note did you play? I'm like,
Yeah, I mean, that came later.
How like did you do that? Yeah.
I mean, that's practice, right? Like, that's your 10,000 hours, right? That's with anything, right? Like, and I did
amazing.
It's already tapped out.
I'm sure there's a pill.
No, what it is, it's musical autism. That's what it is.
It's a little bit of
because
that.
Because everybody can practice 10,000 hours, right? But they're not going to have that same result. So there's something.
There's a gift there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like I say with just about anything, like, either you get it or you don't get it. You are one of these people who obviously gets it on the wide scale.
Right.
I come from a family. My grandfather was playing guitar in bars when he was 14 years old. Everybody on on that side of the family plays guitar. I pick up a guitar and my fingers get tied. I play the drums. I was a percussionist the entire time. You know what I mean? So I get it that there's people out there that just don't get all of it. And you get all of it. Yes. Snob.
There's a guy. who
it's jealousy. We all speak out. We all speak out of jealousy here. This is all that it is.
You're total
so
jealousy.
Such so much jealousy. Vitriol in today's show.
I literally said to Gina yesterday. I said to her yesterday, "You sound like me, but with talent." What's going on? Are we getting some feedback? You guys hearing that?
Yeah. Is that me? No.
I don't know where that's coming from. Okay. I think we're okay. There's a guy. It's always Dan. There's a guy who I started following recently on TikTok, and I'm wondering if you have this kind of ear. His daughter does this thing on TikTok where she'll play any random song, and within seconds he's playing that. Is that you?
No, that is not me. I'm not that good. So there's these people, and I don't want to say disdain, but it's like, I look up to people like this, and my partner's like this. It's called perfect pitch. So a lot of people, they can hear it right away and they know exactly what it is. Yeah. I remember I was in music school and we had ear training class, and you would have to listen to a melody and then you'd have to notate it, which you can do after lots of practice. Probably not everybody, but you know, if you're in music school, you probably can. Mm-hmm. But there was a couple people who had perfect pitch, so it's no problem. And I remember at the beginning of class, we were like, tell us who has perfect pitch. And I looked right at him. I was like, you have to say you have perfect pitch. And he didn't tell him. Of course, I wouldn't tell him either. But, you know, right.
Does it come across like we're like, oh, I've got it. Like, you don't want to be that person either. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing, too. Right. Like, you don't want to get, I don't know, weird attention, I guess.
My pitch is
even the name is, I don't know, condescending.
Excuse me, please raise your hand if you're better than everybody else.
If this is not hard for you at all. Yeah.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. So, and there are funny people like that. Like Jacob Collier is an alien. He's not even a real human, I'm convinced.
Right. You know? I mean, having perfect pitch is kind of a superpower, but in the spectrum of Marvel superheroes, it'd be the most useless superpower, I'm just saying.
It depends on who the enemy is, though.
No, I don't see a scenario where I'd rather still fly, I think.
Yeah.
Like perfect pitch sounds fun.
Everybody loves to rock and party.
That's true.
Right? That's what I'm saying. You've been to our show.
That's true. Gina, we have a text message that just came in on WhatsApp.
from Megan in Nova Scotia. It says, my only question is, what small town are you from? I live in, and I don't know how to pronounce this, so maybe you can help me. I live in Mahone Bay.
Mahone Bay.
And she says, it doesn't get much smaller, you know? Love the show, boys.
Nice. What's up there, bye? East Coaster. I'm from Pictou, so pretty small.
Pictou. What's the population of Pictou?
Picticanny.
Did they have to change the population sign when you left?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And every time I come back to visit,
right, it's a whole thing.
Super small. Yeah, super small. Yeah, I think
it's a
probably
digital sign.
I love the Maritimes. I always say, like, if I could, I would live out there. You know?
Oh, I know. I miss it all the time. Like I try to get back every summer.
Are you a seafood head?
Yeah, I mean, like, I like lobster. I could take or leave mussels.
Really? See, I had a feeling you were going to say something like that, because something that I realized about Maritimers is how much they take seafood for granted. I did a show out in New Brunswick years ago, and I stayed at a homie's crib with his parents live out there, and they had made this lasagna for the artists. All the artists came by and they're like, we got dinner made for you. And I had no idea they were cooking for us, and they had made this meat lasagna. And I felt horrible because they didn't know that I don't eat meat. And I said, I'm really sorry. You know, it's okay. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, no, don't feel bad. It's totally cool. You didn't know. It's like, oh, God, I'll see if there's anything else we have. And she opens the fridge and goes, do you like lobster? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I eat seafood, right?
Yeah.
Yo, I had 5 lobsters. They just gave them to me like it was a bag of chips. And everybody at the table, she had all this lobster on the table and a meat lasagna. And I'm like, would anyone else like a lobster? Everyone's like, nah, nah. Like, oh God, no, no. I had every lobster this lady put on the table.
And you felt no guilt about that, eh?
Zero.
Just namming down those
lobsters.
Love
the Maritimers. And I was just curious if you're one of those, whatever, it's lobster.
Well, you always get a free lobster every time you cross the border. So
it sounds like
we just give it to you as soon as you get there.
I miss it.
We have another text that came in from Holt in, and I don't know how to pronounce this one either, Solvang, California. It says, I relate to you as I currently front a band, shout out Table for One, I guess that's the name of his band, while I play in 3 other bands, a Dutch folk group, a death metal band, and I play drums for a progressive hip hop rock fusion group.
Wow. Wait, what? Wait, what? So what was that first one again? A what?
Dutch folk group.
And then death metal group.
And then a death metal band.
Please tell me there's a crossover.
Yeah, yeah. A Dutch death.
What? Hey, right? Holt, send us your demo, bro.
What? I'm a banjo player for a Jewish wrestling team.
Yeah. Send us all the demos. Does Gina ever have issues balancing schedules or get super stressed out because of conflicting band schedule, jam sessions, practice time, or actual shows? I'm constantly getting called a band whore, and I'm constantly getting pulled in different directions. How do you cope?
I mean, that's a great problem to have. Yeah, it's like too much work. I mean, I was also playing with another bigger band recently, and I kind of had to step away from that group because they wanted me more than I could give them, because it's like, it's kind of a thing too. I mean, if you're strictly a hired gun and you bounce from band to band, that's one thing. But like with the Sky Band, like we're kind of like the band right now. As long as she wants to keep us. hopefully she does. Like we've all been playing together for a number of years now. So that's kind of where my loyalty lies. And then if I can squeeze in other things, I will happily. Like it's always super flattering to even be asked for any project. And then I have my own thing, which is great, because then I can just like I squeeze that in where I know people won't be touring. Like that's the best part about kind of being at this level as well. Like with playing with Sky, like it's always a privilege to play with her. She's amazing, as you know. But she gives you enough notice. You know, like I already know what I'm doing for like the next couple months with her, so it makes it easier to like fill in the blanks and stuff.
I'm almost hesitant to even shout this question out, but it's kind of funny and whatever. Mm-hmm. But and you've already addressed the answer to this, but it says,
from Chris in Toronto, and it says, "Yo, Gina, single? Let's go for nachos."
Nice. As long as they're sneaky D's.
The best. Bro, vegetarian nachos with a side of meat.
With a side of beef.
Cactus of the Valley. The yeah. Although the DFA nachos are excellent.
And this is like, what, 20, 30 years later, D's still has like the best nachos going.
We used to go there and devour those back in the late 90s.
Well, it's funny because like Sky and my partner and her partner and stuff, like we all hang out all the time. And we brought another friend into our Sneaky D's hang one time. And I think that they were slightly terrified about how quickly we all polished off like two of those nachos. It's a little terrifying, but I'm proud of it.
Best nachos around. If you're coming to Toronto, you want to go to Sneaky D's and have a plate of nachos.
Stretch your start, right?
Yeah, that's the way to go, man. Hey, Gina, there's a few texts that have come in all sort of around the same thing. And it makes sense because you and I actually talked about this beforehand. And I think this is probably coming from people remembering Sky's appearance on this show a few months ago. There's multiple text messages that have come in asking if you can play us something.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. That would be great. Should I do it now?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's cool. Well, if you want, I can get my bandmate, Devin. He might come and join us.
Can I tell you something about Devin?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about Devin. I did not realize this when I went to the El Macambo show, just because of the angle of where I was at that venue. For this show last week at the Horseshoe, I was standing about 3 feet away from Devin. And I kept staring at him awkwardly because he looks almost identical to one of my best friends from high school.
Oh, no way.
Almost identical.
Wow.
And I kept looking and I'm looking at him like, yeah, even right now I look at him like,
I can't hear them. So
I know.
I'm looking at him and I'm like, shit, that looks like Eric.
Apparently you look like just like one of his friends, Eric.
Whoa, Eric sounds handsome.
yeah, I guess we didn't think of through the headphone thing, did we?
Jim,
yeah.
Let's go for it.
All right. Well, we're all set to play a song for you if you like.
So a little something altered by mom?
Yeah, a little something altered by mom. So this song is called Get Right. It's on everything that you listen to. And if you come to our show this month, you'll hear it.
Amazing.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. I only feel good in the shower. I know I should've, but I stay in for an hour or two. Sweet, forget that thing I said. I wish that I could be in my own bed instead of being on the road. I'm told how lucky I should feel, but all I'm feeling now is dirty. I gotta get right. We used to talk late on the telephone.
Talk late on the telephone.
I couldn't tell you what your number is to save my life, but that don't mean I don't regret the way I left it replays in my head. I wish that I could be alone, alone, where no one knows my name. I heard that you just had a baby. You went and got right. And for the record, I still remember that song you sang to me. And I still sing it in the shower. It's a nice memory. I wish my brain took a vacation. I gotta get right.
awesome. Altered by well mom.
Yeah, I just play every instrument in the world plus sing, song, write.
Yeah.
And if you start rapping and beatboxing, I'm going to really get it.
I was kind of waiting for you to jump in.
Oh, that was beautiful. I can't cut that off. Big shout out to Devin.
Yeah, and now, as much as I hated Gina earlier, now I hate Devin because I realize he plays every instrument too. Because he didn't play the bass when I saw him before. So apparently Devin and Gina are just two musical savants that play everything under the sun.
He's worse than me.
It kind of reminds me of the Roots when do that thing on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, when they pick up the children's instruments and will play any song ever.
I love that so much.
Those are can play anything kind of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like unreal talents. Gina, I have to ask you, since you graced us with an Altered by Mom song, which was great, by the way, where did this idea come from? For the 52 songs over 52 weeks. Like,
just to be annoying. Like, you know. No, I mean, it was supposed to be a lot more impressive than it was. Not that it, like, was.
We're not How was that? What?
So when we started.
It was supposed to be 365 songs.
No. But when we started, there was no pandemic. So we were supposed to be squeezing this all in amongst everything else. But so then we had a pandemic. So it was actually awesome that we started this project because then we had stuff to do. And it kind of was a reason to like keep us playing, and it kept our spirits up and kept us motivated to like do stuff, because we were like, well, we said we were going to do this, so we're just going to do it. So we wrote, produced, recorded everything every week, basically. So yeah, that's the fastest way to never get a Spotify following, by the way. The algorithm does not like that.
You don't like the algorithm doing that?
No, the algorithm doesn't like us. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, you have to do it like 4 weeks or something.
I don't know Al that well, so that's interesting information.
Tell him.
Yeah, now Dan's not going to release another song for 10 years.
Well, that's how long it takes me anyways.
No, just re-release the one for 25 years, maybe 30 years.
Every 25 days.
I don't know if you know this or not, but this hit single that Danny O had has just reached its 27 and 3 month mark.
I think that's the answer.
What was that joke Tid had a few weeks ago when Dan was promoting the 20th anniversary of that single? And Tid goes, it's 20 years old. It's an adult. Leave it alone.
Right? Let it move on.
Let it move on with its life, Dan. Yeah. Well, so funny.
You had to milk your children for all they're worth, you know?
that's something nice you want to hold on to. Tell your daughter that in a few years, Dan.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, the second she picks up a guitar, man.
Tell that 13. To Joe Jackson.
Fuck the guitar. You better be teaching her to play everything. She needs to be like a Gina Kennedy.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it's pretty crazy to see all the talent that you got.
So, Gina, wait, hold on one second. Do you rap?
I was good. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, she does everything else.
Found it.
Hold on. I call bullshit.
No.
This to me sounds like she hasn't rapped, but she could if she wanted.
Okay, so I did do. There's a song. No, wait. It's not a rap, but it's the Maritimer version. So I did like a Maritimer rant on one of our songs called I'm Going to Send a Smoked Salmon to Moncton.
What does that sound like?
And well, it's like, there's go there, my ass has smoked salmon to you. Like, best time to say I'm going to smoke, but don't do smoking. Smoke's bad. You know, just kind of going along. Yeah. It's just a whole bunch of things. Yeah. A whole bunch of isms. But yeah, that's the closest I've ever come.
All right. Well, good. Because you have enough talent. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes. Keep doing what you're doing.
Dan's feeling good that he has that one thing.
Right?
One thing. You got to hold on to the one-us.
There's two different text messages I'm seeing popping up on the screen, and I think there's more that I'm not opening yet, but there's a couple. Dan, there's requests for an encore of your performance with Sky, your impromptu jam that you did with Sky. You and Gina want to come up with something on the spot?
I don't know how to come up with stuff on the spot. I just know how to do shit that sounds really hot. She says, blood and games, but you be playing like you crazy. And I can't believe, hey, yo, Gina, you amaze me. Every time you pick up an instrument, I think that I can get into it. And I'm explicit with every single lyric I kick. Because holy shit, you and Devin was taking us to heaven. And I want to be a brethren. And like bread, I am unleavened. Whenever I hear you playing your instruments and music, I can do it. We can get into it. Need a massage, I'll soothe it. I'll let's groove when I hear a music playing. Hey, yo, Dan is not delaying with every single word I'm saying. And I got to praying, wishing I would stop, because I ain't got talent like Gina does. That's all right, because you know, like a bee, I'm going to cause a buzz. Hey, yo, what's up? It's Gina and Danny, yo, on the podcast and show. That's how we do it. Everybody, you got to know this is what talent is. It's freestyle coming from the mind. You be playing that guitar, bopping your head, looking real fine. And I think we're intertwining with the song that's really dope. That's how we do this shit. It's freestyle. This ain't something I wrote. Yeah.
Tremendous.
That was amazing.
That was good. Yeah. So good. I said it before, I'll say it again. Where else do you get shit like that anywhere on any podcast? Only here, folks. Listen, Gina, you've been super cool. I want to mention to everyone out there, especially if you're in the Greater Toronto Area or feel like traveling to the Greater Toronto Area, Gina's got shows coming up, y'all. She's got a show April 10th playing with Michaela Singer. April 23rd, she's at the Dakota Tavern with Devin doing an Altered by Mom performance. April 29th, she's working with David Newberry. Where's that show?
I think it's at the Cameron House.
Okay, I love the Cameron House.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh my God, I spent a good month there one night.
yeah, same.
And a whole bunch of shows coming up with Sky Wallace. And Sky's got a solo show that she's doing at the end of the month as well, back at the Elmo. So you guys are busy. I know you've got all kinds of stuff lined up over the course of the summer. Yeah. I am now, like, my cousin and I have decided anytime Altered by Mom or Sky are playing in the GTA, we're there.
Oh, we're, amazing.
We're just going to be there because we love live music. We've been missing it for so long.
Yeah.
And we're so happy that we discovered you guys. And, you know, I sent Sky messages last week after I saw the show, because I was posting shit on Instagram constantly, right? And people were messaging me like, oh my God, thank you so much for introducing me to this super talented band. And, you know, and I was sending those screenshots over to Sky and letting her know. And she's like, oh my God, that's so awesome.
It's so nice. It never gets old.
Yeah.
Like, I get to do this when people like it.
You're all so sweet and you're all so wonderful. But you're all assholes because you're way more talented than I'll ever be. And I'm super envious because all I ever wanted was to be in a fucking band. That's all I ever wanted. But what I did tell Sky, and I'm going to hold her to this because she said I can do it, is the next time you guys do a Toronto show, when you play the song Everything Is Fine, I'm putting on the Swamp Thing mask and I'm dancing on stage. Don't
will
fucking
you
stop
please?
Me. Oh, don't try to stop me.
This is amazing.
You can play you can play a triangle or a cowbell.
I can totally play cowbell.
You can play my tambourine.
I mean, off beat, but yeah.
You were fully
welcome. Fuck a beat, man. Just tune me down a little.
Yeah, yeah, like, don't let him near off. Don't just like do like the Linda McCartney thing and don't let him near a microphone and he'll be just fine.
I'll be like, you know? Yoko Ono, just fucking up the jam, you know, off to the side, but that's okay.
Drop D Donnie.
Did you notice I've got my Sky merch on?
Amazing. Isn't that so cool?
It's a sick sweater.
I love that merch so much.
Yeah, that was really cool. My cousin picked that up for me and I didn't even realize he was doing it. Yeah. He just walked up to Sky and he's like, you got anything that fits this fucking giant?
So, oh man, awesome. I don't think I saw you there, but yeah.
Oh, I was there. Absolutely there. Couldn't miss me. Gina,
he was the giant pylon in the back.
Not the back. I was front and center, boy. Like I said, I was about 3 feet away from Devin.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone right now. Let them know where they can follow you, where they can get at you, where they can hear you, everything they need to know, please, Gina.
Totally. Thank you. Yeah. At Altered by Mom for everything. Bandcamp does these like Bandcamp Fridays, mm-hmm. which all the proceeds go to artists. So not even just for me, like by Sky's stuff, you know, all the stuff like that really goes straight to the artist. So that's really cool. And then, yeah, we've got the show at the Dakota Tavern on April 23rd. It's going to be super fun. So if you're in Toronto, come hang out and say hi. It's going to be great.
The last thing I'm going to say is this. I mentioned it quickly in my intro when I introduced you tonight, but your song, the Altered by Mom song, Body Feels Weird, I have had that shit on loop for the last 48 hours. That song speaks to my heart.
Man.
That song is something, man. There's something in that song. You laced it with cocaine or something. That song is hotness.
Yeah, we're going to play it at the show.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, yes. Thank you again for having me. Like, this is so cool to meet you guys and to, like, be introduced to your podcast. Like, you guys are doing some cool stuff. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
We'll definitely do it again, Gina.
Hell yeah.
And see you soon. And we'll spread it out. We'll get Devin on, too.
Yes, please. Awesome. Let's do it. Spread us.
All right. That's Gina Kennedy, everybody. Go check her out on socials. Listen to her music because she's super fucking talented and I'm not. And I'm super jealous. But there she goes. Gina Kennedy. Gentlemen, we are all out of time. Final thoughts, sir, before we say goodnight.
Well, love her energy a lot. I can definitely relate. When you love music that much, it shows. And she's definitely one of those artists who was born to be just that. Outside of my love for music, I love my team. Let's go, Blue Jays.
Tid, I'm really impressed that Gina didn't make fun of your missing tooth once.
Well, she's a nicer human being than the two of you caught.
That's for sure.
That is a God's awful truth right there, unfortunately.
She has less anger. All that talent. She has less anger at the universe.
Right? She can actually put it out in good music, unlike you two hacks. No, it's been fun. Sorry we missed everybody last week, but we are back. You can take that as the God's honest tooth. We will be back here next week. You know, and thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. As we say goodnight.
I just realized the TID this week stands for tooth is done.
That's true.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.